me in your anger or discipline me in your wrath. Have mercy on me, Lord, for I am faint. Heal me, Lord, for my bones are in agony. My soul is deep in anguish. How long, Lord? How long? Turn, Lord, and deliver me. Save me because of your unfailing love. Among the dead, no one proclaims your name who praises you from the grave. I am worn out from groaning. All night long, I flood my bed with weeping and drench my couch with tears. My eyes grow weak with sorrow. They fail because of all my foes. Away from me, all you who do evil. For the Lord has heard my weeping. The Lord has heard my cry for mercy. The Lord accepts my prayer. All my enemies will be overwhelmed with shame and anguish. They will turn back and suddenly be put to shame. God is sheer mercy and grace, not easily angered. He's rich in love. He doesn't endlessly nag and scold, nor hold grudges forever. He doesn't treat us as our sins deserve, nor pay us back in full for our wrongs. King David wrote the psalm. Actually, I realized I added on a bit at the end, which wasn't that psalm, but the bit before God wrote that. No, David wrote that. And he was clearly in a place where he thought that God was angry with him. But listen to the way he speaks. This was a public song, a public worship song. And David is crying out to God. These are raw emotions, and at times a bit violent and anguished. I mean, he says, away from me, all you who do evil, for the Lord has heard my weeping. He says, you'll be put to shame and anguish. That's some pretty full-on words. This is definitely a psalm that is full of lament and pain. Yesterday would have been my dad's 74th birthday. And 12 years ago, when my father passed away, I was in immense pain. I would sit at the piano each night and I would cry out to God. Some days I would worship, some days I would yell, and some days I would say things to God that I probably wouldn't say to any of you. In those times, I experienced a closeness with God that I'd never felt before, in my complete honesty. Prior to this, I talked to God the way I thought I was meant to. Polite, with Christian language, in a sort of rhythm I'd observed from others. And there's nothing wrong with that. God meets us wherever we are at. But I'd never just recklessly told God how I felt. But in this moment, at my piano, in my honesty, in my pain, in my anger, God was with me. If there's one thing that King David's Psalms teach us, you don't have to sanitize your feelings and only bring the good ones to God. I'm actually going to repeat that because I really want you to hear it. You don't have to sanitize your feelings and only bring God the good ones. We can be completely honest with God in the most raw and vulnerable ways, lamenting, in pain, grieving before God. The Psalms are a perfect example of how we can come to God just as we are, in all of our mess and pain, and God will sit with us there. Just as Joe and Jesus were sitting on the deck, I love you, Jesus. I love you, Joe. In that intimacy with one another. So I just want to encourage you guys this morning. It is okay very okay to bring every feeling you've got to God. He's not afraid of it. He won't get upset about it. He'll sit with you. He'll walk with you. He'll share in that pain with you. That's the God we serve. I'm going to invite Tim up now to share a few other things about prayer with us.
So today we've looked at these different expressions of prayer and different experience of prayer that we can have. And I just wanted to briefly talk about bringing prayer into the relationships we have with other people, whether that be family or friends. Each of us are spiritual people. There is a deep yearning for a connection that's not just a relational connection, a humorous connection, but a spiritual connection as well. And last week we talked about hospitality, the gift of being able to host people and to serve and to bless people in our homes. And so I just wanted to set you up with three simple thoughts of how we can deepen those relationships that we have with people, deepen those connections that we have. The first is simply the word. The second is worship, and the third is waiting. Thinking about simple and appropriate ways that we can connect these three things into our conversation. So the first one, God's word. In amongst your conversations that you have, where is the space where you ask those questions, have conversations about God's word? And it might be as simple as saying, hey, is there a Bible verse that has helped you get through a tough time? Just as simple as that. Having a conversation and asking questions that draw people out or sharing something that's been significant in what God has spoken to you about in his word recently. And that deepens those spiritual conversations. The second one is worship, and I say that very broadly, but acts of worship, whether that be prayer or music, you can use this to deepen that hospitality, deepen those places of relational connection because we're spiritual people. It might be as simple as saying, hey, is there a worship song that has been really meaningful to you recently? Could we listen to that together? Or it could be, hey, what's something that you are grateful to God for this week? Or it could be taking things a little bit deeper in prayer. Is there something that I can pray with you about today? What can we do to deepen God's word and worship in the relational friendships that we have as we meet together? And thirdly, the word waiting. And it's a simple word to express that it's not just our conversations that we have with one another, but God himself through his Holy Spirit is present there too. And when we pause simply in those conversations to wait on God's presence, to listen and say, Holy Spirit, what would you like to say to this person today? Is there a word? Is there a picture that would be an encouragement to this person today? And that could be something that you think about, pray about before you meet with someone. Or it might be something that happens afterwards that you think about it or there on the spot. But I just really want to encourage you, just in this season, may your spiritual practices not just be about you and God or you going to some kind of a group or gathering, but in the relationships that you have, seek to deepen those into a spiritual place simply through God's word, through points of worship together, and through waiting on God. And that way that we are growing and flourishing together as God's people.